It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, brought to you by Dr. Randy Walker, Simple Simons, Ayers Cleaners, and Leopard Care Clinic, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with Episode 17, Season 2 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. This is a very special episode as we're going to reveal our all-star teams for the football season, Tony.
Absolutely. This is our podcast. The people that are on the podcast, they're all-star team. And we put a lot of thought into it. It's something that we enjoy doing because it gives our young people recognition here in Southwest Arkansas.
Yeah, and you know, just to talk about how this happens, we did this last year. We again this year, we're the ones that picked these out. So you know, we do the best we can. We try to keep up with all the teams as much as possible, and so we think we got a pretty good idea. And so we're just gonna take off.
I'd take this. I'd take the, these teams and go play somebody.
Yeah. Me too. We're going to start out with the first team offense, and the quarterback is going to be Riley Williamson of Ashdown.
A young man who didn't start as the quarterback, was thrown into that spot and did a sensational job. Matter of fact, one of the big reasons the Panthers were able to turn their season around.
Yeah, great job by Riley. And the running backs, Jordan Hill of Dirks and Ulysses Cotto of DeQuoin.
What can you say about Jordan Hill? I mean, he's just he's a guy who could have won player of the game just about any week this year. He is an athlete. And he's a winner. I mean, you can just I could tell even on the basketball court the other night. Ulysses Cotto, kind of all everything for the Leopards. Led him in rushing, led him in tackles last year, led him in kick returning, and he is a better young man than he is a football player. Both of those young men very deserving.
And then we move on down to wide receiver. First wide receiver is going to be Bryson French from Ashdown. And then you have Juan Salazar from Dirks and Leighton Ochoa of Horatio.
A good trio of receivers there. I would say about Bryson French, a young man who didn't start as the number one receiver, was thrown into that and did a great job, caught a lot of those passes from Riley Williamson.
He really did do a good job, and congratulations to all three of them. Looking at the offensive line, and I'm just going to go through all that, Tony, and then we can kind of mention what we want to about them. You've got Kenneth Hanna from Foreman. He's a repeat all-star.
He was on our first team offense last year.
Yeah. Miguel Varela Hernandez from Horatio. Colton Rowe from Ashdown. Esteban Alvarez of DeQuoin. And Radarius Norman of Ashdown.
Of course, we saw Esteban the most. He had a really good year. They ran behind him a lot this year. Radarius Norman is a big young man and multi-talented. He even kicked for the Panthers last year. And this is a solid offensive line.
Yes, it is. And moving on down, maybe one of the most versatile players in the whole area, the kick returner on the first team, DJ Anderson of Foreman.
DJ Anderson, there's probably three or four spots that we could have plugged him in on this team. Kick returner seemed to be appropriate because he is so elusive and he can change a game. And he is a repeat as well, as he was first team offense last year.
Yeah, he sure has. And the place kicker, Jacris Munoz of DeQuoin.
Made 13 extra points this year. Really got better at kickoffs as the season went on, was able to place those kickoffs well for the Leopards.
And now we're going to go to the first team defense. And on defense, the defensive line, we've got Kyle Williams of DeQuoin, Jerron Hill of Dirks, and Kaysen Hopkins, of Ashdown.
I'll tell you what, those are three guys that we talked about a lot during the season. Kyle Williamson, we call him Mr. TFL. I think he had 18 tackles for loss this season. Jerron Hill, probably right up against that, too. He had an unbelievable amount of unassisted tackles.
41.
Yeah, for a defensive lineman, pretty good. Kaysen Hopkins, a guy that Jim brought up a lot for the Ashdown Panthers. This is a good defensive line.
Yeah, and then moving to the linebackers, Hayden Ziegler of Ashdown, Kaysen Dugan of Dirks, Jake Martin of DeQuoin, and Grayson Kersey of Dirks, and also Gunner Altenbaumer of Ashdown.
Yep. I'll take any of these linebackers. Seemed like we talk about Kaysen Dugan every week, Hayden Ziegler every week, Jake Martin every week. A good set of linebackers here.
Yeah, every one of them on leading the tackle charts.
Well, and to be honest, we had to make an extra spot because we thought all these young men needed to be first-team linebackers.
Yes, we did. And moving to defensive backs, you've got Sheldon Thompson of Ashdown, Trent Matthews of DeQuain, and Trey Smith of Horatio.
And Sheldon Thompson, I'm telling you what, he is a young man that he's led the Panthers. We could have put him on offense or defense all year, and he is on the Farm Bureau watch list for 4A. Trent Matthews, of the young men that I've seen on this list, maybe the most improved player on the list. And then Trey Smith of Horatio, just a great athlete.
Yeah, and you know, and as you look at Sheldon, obviously he's a great offensive player also. We put him on defense here. Trent Matthews, two-way starter for 3 years for the Leopards. Trey Smith.
The Leopards in receptions.
Yeah, that's right. And to end up the first team, the punter is going to be Lance Wise from DeQuain.
He was the punter last year on our first team. Averaged 35 yards a punt this year. And I'll tell you what, Lance, when he gets a hold of one, his long, I believe, this year was 54, but he probably had a half dozen punts over 50 yards.
Let's take a moment to talk about DeQuain Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. DeQuain Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West, right here in DeQuain, 870-642-8387 to schedule an appointment today.
That's vets.
Yes, indeed. And then Ashdown Veterinary Clinic at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown, 870-898-5181 is the number to call to schedule your appointment down in Ashdown. So yeah, across...
That doesn't mean anything.
No, it does not.
I tried to make it mean something, it doesn't.
Nah,
but vets is good.
Yeah, vets
is
great.
And they are vets. They are the best vets.
Mm-hmm.
They cover all of Southwest Arkansas with great veterinary services.
Well said.
Yeah, I have a hard time saying veterinary.
Nah, I'm with you. You got to really get it out there. Just looking at some of the Google reviews on Ashdown Veterinary Clinic first, really, really good across the board. Almost 200 reviews, all mainly 5 stars. In fact, I saw one I was looking for that I don't think the lady, she doesn't know how to use Google. She gave it 1 star and said, "My husband used them for many years and still to this day, very good service and bedside manner from all the staff." 1 star.
Yeah, well, that may be because that was for her husband, not for the veterinary.
Yeah, exactly. Family. So even though the star was 1, the review was glowing.
Yeah, you only got 1 star.
Yeah.
The husband got 1 star. The clinic got a glowing recommendation.
That's right. Awesome job. Kept us informed the entire time when our dog was with them at a very fair rate. Fantastic vet that really cares about your animals. If your pet has a problem, Dr. Martin can take care with very reasonable prices. That was for Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. Even more for DeQuain Animal Hospital. 5 stars across the board. So if you're here in Sevier County or Little River County or the surrounding areas and you want to take your pets to a quality veterinarian, well, DeQuain Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, it can't get any better than that. They have Southwest Arkansas covered and very, very, very good people over there. Fine folks up front, great bedside manners, and Dr. Martin is a great person to have looking after your pets.
Yeah, large or small, doesn't matter if you got a giraffe or you got a mouse.
Yeah.
He can take care of it.
He's going to do whatever he can to make sure that mouse or giraffe has a very good life.
Yeah.
That's to go to school to be a giraffe doctor, or
he went to school for a long time
for all of it, right? That's all of it. Okay,
that covers them all.
All right,
large to small, and that's what he does at his vet clinic. Large to small.
I kind of want to put him up to the task, but I think he'd nail it.
I know he would.
Yeah,
I don't know if he's got a big enough ladder for a giraffe.
Bring your giraffes and lions and various circus animals to DeQuain Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. One of our oldest sponsors here on the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air.
And now we're going to move on to the second team offense. Tony, you want to take over the reading and then we'll just talk about them a little bit?
Well, our quarterback's going to be Cole Binkley. Cole is the toughest kid I know, man. as he has took some licks over the last 3 years. He is the general of the Leopard offense. Thought he had a really good year running the offense. Marion Fricks is a running back from Ashdown that had a great year. Brody Bearden from Foreman started as a freshman. I think he was on this team last year as a freshman.
He started, he actually played quarterback some as a freshman.
That's exactly right.
Running back this year, just to mention Cole Binkley, just to go back for him once, I think I saw him take the two hardest licks I've ever seen in a high school football game. Right. And get up. I don't know how he got up, but he did. And just an extremely tough individual. And Amarian Fricks and Brody Bearden, just rugged individuals every week. And, you just hear about them every week.
Yep. And then we go out to tight ends and wide receivers. Joseph Fonseca from the Horatio Lions, Jaden Brown of the Ashdown Panthers, and Ben Ernest of the Outlaws. All had good years this year.
They all did have good years. And, and the thing about some of these players is some of these schools, they don't throw the ball as much as they do at other schools. And so, they may not have the stats as far as numbers, but the importance of the catches they make are why they're placed on these teams.
Absolutely. Then you go offensive line, Colton White from the Horatio Lions, MJ Hurd from the Ashdown Panthers, PJ Eisenhower from the Dirks Outlaws, and Jeremiah Cotto and Caden Billingsley from the DeQueen Leopards.
Yeah, and repeat linemen there again. They've been on the team before. All do an outstanding job, and that's why you see people like Cotto and them just have the yardage they have because of these outstanding linemen.
Absolutely, and then our kicker from Dirks, Rhett Simmons, vastly improved kickoffs for the Outlaws this year.
Let's take a second to talk about UA Cossetot. That's cccua.edu, a fantastic website where you can get all the information and pre-sign-up processes done at that very website. So if you're looking at going to UA Cossetot, so much information on uacossetot.edu. You can learn about all their programs of study. It's an excellent website that they've clearly put a lot of effort into, and literally everything you need to know about them can be found on there.
Yeah, you can do anything on there. All their courses of study, all their scholarships, mm-hmm. all their admission processes. Mm-hmm. Everything can be done online. You don't even have to make a phone call.
It's awesome. And one thing we haven't talked about for a little bit is actually the facility rentals. UA Cossetot mm-hmm. has selected facilities on each campus available for staff and students and community groups with the process to promote educational processes. Reservation requests and inquiries can be made by contacting the facility reservations office at 870-584-1462 or give them an email at reservations@cccua.edu. I know, I think you've been in some of those facility rentals, given speeches on like economic development stuff mm-hmm. and all kinds of stuff like that. So, yeah. I believe they get utilized for like Hispanic language nursing the things and like literally anything you can imagine that's educational. They have a facility to rent you.
Yeah, well, I've been through there for all kinds of things, different functions for community, educational things, also for economic development. Mm-hmm. And so it's used for many different things other than just teaching classes.
That's right.
Although that is the main purpose.
Sure.
That they're there.
UA Cossetot, an absolute pillar of the community here in Southwest Arkansas. They have a campus here in DeQueen. They have a campus in Locksburg. And they have a campus in Nashville as well. That's just Southwest Arkansas.
And one in Ashdown.
Yeah. Is that new or no? That's been there for a long time.
It's been there. Yeah.
I'm new here.
Yeah,
that's
you're
what it
new.
Is.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You only pass it every time you go down there.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, yeah. They wouldn't take me.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. They take anybody. Not me, but they would take most anybody.
They take almost anybody.
Almost anybody. Yeah. And almost anybody has access to their amazing scholarships and grants for study. But they also have another website, Greg, that is just as educational and high class as cccua.edu, and that's uacasatalkcolts.com.
Yeah, and that's their athletic website, and you can go and see all the different athletic programs they have, from soccer, men's and women's, basketball, men's and women's, and shooting sports.
Yeah.
Yeah, which shooting sports are going on right now. Soccer's finishing up. Basketball just getting started.
Nice.
And if you look at this week, actually on the 7th, they're going to be in Locksburg playing Champion Christian College, and that's going to start at 7 p.m. So if you'd like to go see them, and I'm going to tell you, if you've seen these players, this isn't a pickup game of basketball.
Yeah.
They're high quality kids getting recruited by Division I schools.
Mm-hmm. This is a Division II National Junior College Athletic Association member. Are the Colts playing this week away or at home at the historic 1950s Uacasatot Bank of Locksburg Gymnasium in Locksburg?
Well, the 7th is Thursday.
Yeah.
And they're playing at home Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
Got a game last night.
Mm-hmm.
But we won't talk about that.
Yeah, that's over with.
Yeah, that's over with. But they got one on November 7th.
Yeah, and you've said yourself these are great games to go to. High level,
yeah.
Amazing gymnasium they got.
Yeah.
And you can come out and support the Colts.
Yeah. You really can, and it's a great thing to do. If you like basketball, you're going to see a great game of basketball.
I love it. And you can donate directly to the Uacasatot Colts if you like. The Acasatot Foundation on the website can allow you. You can donate generally, or you can actually specify where your donated funds go to. So support the Colts in many different ways. Just go to uacasatotcolts.com or cccua.edu.
And now with the second team defense.
Our defensive line is going to be Frederick Hunter from Ashdown, Peyton Beckman from the Dirks Outlaws, and Geronimo Varela from the Queen Leopards. Geronimo, he really came on at the end of the year, Greg. His best games were like the last four or five ball games. Many tackles for loss. He was in the other team's backfield a lot. Just had a great year.
Yeah, great year by him. We also got a couple. Treaton Alexander from Dirks is also there as a defensive lineman. I just wanted to mention Peyton Beckman for a minute because Peyton Beckman was the quarterback.
How many defensive linemen quarterbacks do you remember?
and I just thought that, that's a tough kid.
And he was on the basketball team and selling popcorn at the ball game the other night.
That's right. That's right. A great group of kids there on the defensive line for the second team.
Well, we've actually, again, made an adjustment just because we thought that this young man deserved to be on the second team defense, and that's Darion Henderson from the DeQueen Leopards. I'm going to tell you what, I wouldn't want Darion aggravated at me.
No, I'm going to tell you this. I think he's probably got more talent, as much talent as anybody on any of these teams. He does a great job, and I look forward to even more great things from him. He's just a junior.
Absolutely. Linebackers Taylor Mitchell from Ashdown and Rusty Bermeo from DeQueen. Maybe not a better blitzer on the Leopards than Rusty Bermeo when he would get after the quarterback. That quarterback didn't have a lot of time.
No, he really didn't. Rusty did a great job, especially at blitzing.
Yep. Defensive backs, Amari Spencer from the Ashdown Panthers, Tomas Salgado from the Dirks Outlaws, John Maturino from the DeQueen Leopards, and Drake Thatcher from the Outlaws. I tell you, even though this is the secondary, this is a good secondary here. Some underclassmen there as well.
Yeah, a lot of younger players and just did an excellent job this year in the secondary.
And then our punter is going to be Braden Fran of the Dirks Outlaws on the second team defense.
All right. May we take a second to talk about our title sponsor and our oldest sponsor here on the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. That is Dr. Randy Walker and the entire Walker Enterprise. That's why we love them. We have so much to talk about each time we do an ad for these fine folks, and we appreciate them so much for being our title sponsor from the very beginning. Dr. Randy Walker Family Practice and Allergy Clinic opens 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. They accept Arkansas and Oklahoma Medicaid and have a wide range of services that you've come to expect. 870-584-3000, and if it's after hours, hit option 6 and you will talk to Brad Patterson, their after hours triage specialist, 7 days a week. You also have Walker Pediatrics here in DeQueen, open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. I'm very thankful of that personally. And a clinic coming to Foreman soon, so I can't wait to get more information on that. Of course, here in DeQueen, the new X-ray machine has arrived. Less radiation to produce a clearer, more detailed picture. Make sure, again, to pay attention to that. And Leopard Care Clinic, of course, on campus, full service medical clinic, open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., bringing essential services to kids and staff alike when and where they need them most. What do you got over there, Greg? That looks fun.
Well, you know, I am lucky today that I have Simple Simon's Pizza, dine in, carry out, delivery. You can call them at 870-642-4103. And what do they have?
Oh, what do they got?
They got pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but they also have more than pizza. They have salads. They have sandwiches.
Whoopsh.
They have strombolis.
Whoopsh.
They have calzone.
Whoopsh.
They have the Beast Feast.
Whoopsh.
You know, and they cater.
Whoopsh.
You know, they deliver.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Wings, too. Their wings are great and fat.
Yeah.
You know, their wings are hefty.
If you
hefty.
Actually had their wings, man. Now you got them, didn't you?
Oh, they're I haven't been able to have them at the buffet, but I did get them at...
You got them, just not on the buffet.
And I ordered the large size, and let me tell you, I was ready to eat the whole thing. I couldn't.
Yeah.
I couldn't. So the medium size will also do you if you're just one person, but it's probably perfect for two big boys like me and Greg.
Yeah, and you know the thing about it is, if you're on some kind of diet, you can get a gluten-friendly pizza.
That is some kind of diet.
Ezekiel pizza, and you can get a cauliflower pizza.
That's
you ever
right.
had a cauliflower pizza?
I haven't.
You know, that's the crust made out of cauliflower, right?
Yeah.
It's really good.
All right.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
It's not bad. I've actually had one. Then you look at all the sandwiches they got. My favorite sandwich is the JW.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just like JW.
The Precious.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the Precious sandwich. But
Speaking of JW.
That's right. I've got the JW's dumpster service. 870-784-2700. You call, we haul trash pickup, dumpster rentals, whatever you need to get your trash where it needs to be. You call call Jackson, 870-784-2700. And also got Ayers Cleaners.
Nice.
They're down at 621 West Gilson Avenue in DeQueen. And every week we talk about the wash, dry, fold, a pound. It is amazing.
That's amazing.
It's one of the most amazing things we talk about
on
the
podcast. It's completely changed my life.
But they also talk, you know, they also do blankets, comforters, curtains, doilies, pillows, placemats, rugs, sheet sets, tablecloths, balances. If you can be cleaned, they'll clean it.
That's awesome.
And they're open Saturday, 9 a.m. to 12, so that's a plus as well.
For your convenience.
Would you think it'd be easier to just talk about the stuff they don't do?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
You know, I'm liking the idea. You got, like, Grandma's quilt that's been in the family. You know, they can take care of that and anything you can imagine. The last thing I do want to mention here is the Howard, Little River, and Sevier County Hunting Clubs. Donate your deer. Help those in need. This is sponsored by Prime Country Meats and Dr. Randy Walker, helping feed hungry Arkansans. Let me tell you, one club's going to win $1,000. All donated deer will remain locally in the food pantries here in DeQueen, Horatio, Dirks, and CCC UA. Who? Howard, Little River, and Sevier County Hunting Clubs. When? At the beginning of October 1st all the way to December 31st. What? Hunters donate their deer to be processed at Prime Country Meats. How? Hunters receive a ticket for each deer donated. Where? Prime Country Meats, located at 526 Clear Creek Road in Horatio. So I'm guessing a drawing, and one of those clubs is going to win $1,000. I have had some of the stuff that they make with these, like some of the deer jerky sticks, and we have the guy come in, really great guy. I always forget his name, but he comes in and he brings that stuff. It's delicious, and it helps feed those in need. So we appreciate that, and Dr. Randy Walker for sponsoring it as well. That's it, man. That's our title sponsor. Anything else that you wanted to mention?
Just one thing. How about the Dirks Clinic?
Yeah, the Dirks Clinic, man. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. All of the services that you've come to expect over there, and they're growing, growing, growing out at Dirks.
And now we're going to talk about the honorable mention players. And these players, we're not...
They came up in the conversations.
Yeah, they came up in the conversations, and we're not putting them in a spot. We're just telling you where they came from and that they're on the honorable mention team. We got is Avery Buster from Ashdown, Luke Gill, Eli Wrinkle, Joe DelAngel, Coy Williams, and Mason Moore, all those from Ashdown. And, you know, and a couple of those guys, Jim referred to this in last week's podcast, that a couple of these guys have been injured for a while, Tony.
Missed Avery Buster this year.
Yeah, they probably, you know, if Avery would have been playing, he probably would have been on one of those first two teams.
Absolutely.
But congratulations to all those players from Ashdown for being an honorable mention.
Well, and we keep going with the Dirks Outlaws, Tristan Godwin, Braden Talley, Caleb Woodall, and Alex Roberts, Justin Humphreys, all honorable mentions from the Dirks Outlaws.
All right. And moving on to the Queen Leopards, you have Carlos Flores, Juan Penaloza, Drayden Bennett, Ryland Pickett, Henry Campuzano, and Zayden DeCasis. And, you know, the thing about those guys is they're all coming back.
That's exactly right.
Except for Juan, and Juan was injured most of the year. He probably
Would have been on one of these first two teams had he not been injured for the most part this year. And just a good young man and a good football player. From the Foreman Gators, Wyatt Duran and Landon Shurtleff. We just mentioned him in the podcast last week.
Yeah, we did.
From the Foreman Gators, and then Marvin Martinez from the Horatio Lions. All honorable mentions on our Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air All-Star team.
And you still have one, there's one Horatio Lion mentioned as honorable mention, and that's Marvin Martinez, the linebacker.
Okay.
And so that rounds out the honorable mentions, and Tony... that kind of concludes the All-Star teams for the football. Do you have any thoughts about football season or anything that you want to talk about?
Well, I mean, we really enjoyed it. I feel like the programs that we cover, although, you know, they didn't have the best seasons, and you're not going to see big write-ups in the Little Rock newspapers about them. I think for the most part, they're pointed in the right directions. Sometimes progress isn't as quick as coaches and fans and players would like, but I do think that everybody is pointed in the right direction. You want to talk about our defensive and offensive players of the year?
Yeah, we need to do that. I'm sorry. I left that out, didn't I?
Yep. For our defensive player of the year, we're going to go with Hayden Ziegler of the Ashdown Panthers. He had a sensational season. Seemed like Jim was talking about him every week. Having big games for the Panthers.
And our offensive player of the year is going to be Jordan Hill of the Dirks Outlaws.
To the absolute surprise of no one.
Yeah. I mean, he just did an outstanding job, game in and game out. You know, last year he started off so well, and then he got hurt. And so kind of slowed down. This year he didn't get hurt, played really well, over 1,500 yards rushing, 20 to 23 touchdowns, according to who you believe. just did a great job on the offense. And you know, the thing about it is the guy never came off the field.
No.
He was there on defense, too. So one of the leading tacklers for the Outlaws. So congratulations to both Jordan Hill of Dirks and Hayden Ziegler of Ashdown for being the player of the year offensively and defensively, respectfully. One of the things that we want to do real quick is we want to talk about some of our other sponsors. We want to talk. We want to mention the sponsors that sponsor the players of on each team every week, because we didn't do that this week, but we want to mention them. You've got Horatio State Bank, Todd Moore Shelter Insurance, Domtar, Union Bank of MENA, Adderose Designs, Toad Thumper Lures, Shelter Insurance, Woods Agency, DeQueen Motorsports, all of them help us each and every week to recognize kids on these different teams, and we appreciate all they do each year. And also, you have our three major sponsors, which you've heard from earlier. You've got our title sponsor, that's Walker Enterprises. You've got the DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. And you also have CCCUA, and we appreciate them for all they do and allowing us to talk about these kids all year long.
I've really enjoyed football season. Looking forward to diving into basketball full throttle here in the next couple of weeks.
As we finish this up, we're going to see you next week.
See you next week.